But did you know that there is something else far bigger, which is actually has reached final stage at this point? I did not know this, and you were about to find out that there is an Irish World Cup of crisps. It's being brought to us by a chap called Danny Murray and his friend Graham Merrigan. Danny is on the line. How are you, Danny?
Good morning, lads. How are you?
So explain the Irish Crisp World Cup.
Yeah. So essentially myself and Graham have a podcast, WTS Pod, shameless plug there.
Oh, plug away, yeah.
And we normally have a guest on with us every week, but a couple of weeks ago we couldn't get a guest. Everybody was washing their hair. And we were, you know, necessity is the mother of all invention. So we were struggling for content and we were like, I like crisps. You like crisps. Imagine there was a tournament to decide which crisp was the greatest crisp of them all. And thus the Crisp World Cup was born. We got all the people listening to us to send us nominations over about a 10-day period. The 32 with the most nominations went into the draw.
And was there a UEFA FIFA style draw with like balls out of a drum, or were you just doing it yourself?
It was far less glamorous and far less dramatic.
And less rigged. Just,
despite accusations on Twitter, yeah, far less rigged. It was me and Excel and learning how to make things go random on Excel.
Okay. So
we've everything in there. There was group stages, so you had like scampi fries to bacon fries and everything in between, including chickadees and McCoy's char-grilled chicken and everything in there. Can you take us through the winners of the individual groups after the group stages?
That's a memory test, but we can try.
Well, I can help you because I can see a few here on a sheet. So we have barbecue hula hoops coming out of group one.
Definitely the best hula hoops.
Scampi fry is a close runner up there. Group two, king cheese and onion. So you'd expect them to come out of the groups, in fairness.
Yeah, definitely. They were a pre-tournament favourite, in fairness.
Yeah. They beat Skips.
Wow.
Skips came in second place. Anyone in here like Skips?
I'm a huge Skips fan. Yeah.
They're melting your mouth. Group three winners, chickadees. Controversial?
I think so, yeah. I think that's fair. In fairness, group three was probably the weakest group of them all.
Yeah, I see hot lips in there.
Yeah, that was Kazakhstan and Senegal were in there, definitely.
The Oceania groups.
Yeah.
But in fairness, chickadees beat Walker's cheese and onion.
Oh, Walker's cheese and onion are muck, though.
Yeah.
Were you surprised at that, Danny?
No, I think that was mostly people across the water voting for them. You know? Right.
Okay, so group four, also known as the group of death. So in there you had O'Donnell's salt and vinegar.
Fine crisp.
Mighty Munch, Rancheros, and bacon fries.
Oh my God. That's Italy, Brazil, Germany and England in the same group, lads.
The winners of that group, Danny?
Were Mighty Munch and bacon fries.
Right. Yeah, Mighty Munch came out on top, bacon fries second place. And group five, the winners were one of, obviously, the favourites. They were Tato, cheese and onion.
Yeah.
They were going up against Chipsticks, which was a tough one. McCoy's flame grilled steak, a personal favourite. And Spicy Rings.
Yeah, Maria's not in the way. So come here. Like we could obviously spend the next 2 hours going through the rounds, but look, effectively, you got down to quarterfinals, semifinals, and the finals kick off tonight. So who was in the semis?
So the semifinals were Tato versus Meanies, and King versus
Mighty
Munch, thanks. Yeah, the finalist would leave me brain just as I'm talking about on national radio. Yeah.
So, like, meanies have such a fond place in our hearts because they're the ultimate hangover cure.
Yeah, and the other thing about them, and I've never ventured into this side of cuisine before, but a lot of people saying meanies on bread is unbelievable.
Wow. That's not something I've ever heard.
No, meanies on bread. Wow, I would have gone for the can of Coke and meanies. That's the staple pairing there. Before we get to the final itself, tell us about the sort of the vitriol. And, you know, things got a bit vicious at times, particularly towards palm bears. Is that true?
A lot of people angry about palm bear. They're not a real crisp. What have you got, 3-year-olds voting in this thing? who decided they were allowed in? Just People went, and Pringles Original got a fair bit of stick, and rightfully so. They're brutal, to be honest.
Yeah.
And then you had the purists. There was an awful lot of people out there who spoiled their vote and decided not to take part in the polls because corn snacks are not real crisps, allegedly. Right. But nobody has ever said, "I'd love a packet of corn snacks now," have they?
Yeah, because isn't Mighty Munch a corn snack?
Technically, if you want to be pedantic about it, they are, yeah. I suppose. But
so Meanies, so are Banshee Bones.
I mean, these are all important crisps. Like, we just call them crisps.
And Hot Lips.
Exactly.
There is a WhatsApp in for you. It says, tell the lads that the Crisp World Cup is a joke because you didn't have Hunky Dory's cheese and onion in it at all.
Yeah.
That's from the Dazzler.
Well, unfortunately, Dazzler, you know, you and your mates didn't vote for him in the nomination stage. Yeah. And other Hunky Dory's Buffalo and Hunky Dory's Sour Cream and Onion got in because they're delicious.
Yeah. Buffalo, you know. Buffalo's outrageous. But anyway, so the final, which is tonight, because it's 7 o'clock at the votes open on Twitter, and it is Tato Cheese and Onion versus Mighty Munch.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a favourite?
I've been back in Mighty Munch since before the tournament started.
Right.
What is it that makes Mighty Munch so special in your eyes and gives them the potential to win the Irish Crisp World Cup?
They're a bit like myself. They're hot and spicy, you know? And they have a nice crunch to them.
And what are your thoughts on Monster Munch versus Mighty Munch and that whole changeover?
Yeah, I mean... Look, any rebrand comes at risks, doesn't it? But I think, in fairness, they've come through it and, you know, they've redeveloped their squad and they're looking great.
The new manager's done a great job.
Yeah. Okay, so if people want to see how this unfolds, what do they do?
Jump on, it is Twitter only, I'm afraid. So if you're not on Twitter, you're missing out on all kinds of crack. But jump onto Twitter, follow the hashtag Crisp World Cup. And at WTSpod is where you'll be able to find the poll.
And so that's WTS, not F, because sometimes it's difficult to hear that on the radio. So it stands for What's the Story. So WTS. Okay. Danny, best luck. Congratulations to yourself and Graham on this tremendous success. Let's hope you have no guests again in the future.
Great things happen.
I can't wait to see what we come up with next.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and as you know, as the instigators of the official Ireland chipper taste test videos, we heartily endorse this Crisp World Cup.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a million, Danny.
Cheers, lads.
Best of luck. There you go. That's Danny there from the Crisp World Cup. Hashtag Crisp World Cup on Twitter at WTSpod if you want to follow all that.
7 o'clock tonight on Twitter. It's all unfolding. Who do you reckon? Tato, cheese and onion?
I would have gone Mighty Munch from the start, just like Danny, so I'm a massive Mighty Munch fan.
Tato, cheese and onion, they are the Brazil of crisps. I can't see them losing this one.
We'll find out this evening. It's Timbaland and Apologise on Today FM. Crisps really do make people opinionated. Where are burger bites? Someone in all capitals just writes, Wheelies?
Not in it. Not even at the group stages, lads.
Yeah, it's amazing. Johnny Onion Rings were in there. Like, it's worth going and having a look, as I said, at hashtag Crisp World Cup to see the kind of group stages and the last 16 and the quarterfinals.
People are doubting that Mighty Munch can win the final, but like, you know, what if Mighty Munch are like, I don't know, Wolves? And we are talking about Crisp World Cup. Mm. The Crisp World Cup. It's happening on Twitter tonight, 7 o'clock. You just got to follow the hashtag Crisp World Cup. And someone says, what the hell, Dermot, is a banshee bones? Was he trying to say banshee bones? Shocking Limerick education. Well, how do you pronounce the crisp? Banshee bones. Banshee bones. That's what I would say.
Banshee bones.
Banshee bones.
It's a bit quicker.
No one says banshee bones.
What do you do? You go to the shop and go, hi, get a packet of banshee bones. Like,
that's not what I said. Hey, do you have banshee bones?
There's too much of a gap. It's not enough of a run.
Do you have banshee bones?
You're now putting the emphasis on every syllable. Do you have banshee bones? No, that's not going to work.
Banshee bones. Banshee bones. Do you have banshee bones? It's a banshee. Now the words have no meaning.